Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Incumbent San Bernardino County Supervisor of our local District 3, Dawn Rao, has been re-elected. In yesterday's primary, she won 58% of the votes, easily clearing the 50% threshold required for automatic re-election. She bested three challengers for the seat, Chris Carrillo, Robert W. Block, and Graham M. Smith. Measure W, which would have repealed the controversial FP5 fire tax, was defeated, with more than 55% of voters choosing to keep the tax in place. As of this morning's latest count, more than 44,000 people weighed in on the issue, which has been the subject of several ballot initiatives over the last several years. For judge of the county superior court office, Michelle Lauren won 74% of the votes during yesterday's primary, clearing the 50% threshold for a win and besting Dieter Demier. As of early this morning, the county registrar says that 100% of precincts have reported their results. In yesterday's primaries for state-elected officials, the top two vote-getters for each seat will advance to the November election. For U.S. Congress, in District 23, incumbent Republican Jay Obernolte and Democrat Derek Marshall will move ahead. For State Senate District 19, Democrat Lisa Middleton and Republican Rosalicia Ochoa-Bogue will move ahead. For State Assembly District 47, the west end of the Morongo Basin, Democrat Christy Holstage and Republican Greg Wallace will move ahead, with Democrat Jamie Swain facing defeat in the primaries. At the east end of the Morongo Basin, the election for State Assembly District 34 will be between Republican Tom Lackey and Democrat Ricardo Ortega. In wider California state elections, Senate candidates Democrat Adam Schiff and Republican Steve Garvey will advance in both races, first to serve a short Senate term from November to January, and then for the full six-year Senate term starting in January. California State Proposition 1, which would provide bonds for mental health treatment facilities, is currently leaning toward approval, though the very narrow margin of 50.2% of yes votes may change as votes continue to be counted on the state level. Two arrests were made in Joshua Tree last week by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Gang Narcotics Division. Between February 21st and March 1st, the Sheriff's Department served 14 search warrants related to gang members and felons believed to be in possession of weapons or narcotics as part of Operation Consequences. One of those warrants was served in the 61,800 block of El Raposo Circle in Joshua Tree, and another was served in the 6,300 block of Olympic Road in Joshua Tree. Additional warrants were served in San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Hesperia, and Banning. A representative of the Sheriff's Department said that more specific information about arrests made as part of Operation Consequences could not be shared due to possible connections to gangs, narcotics, and future investigations. In the last week, Operation Consequences led to 14 felony arrests and the seizure of 14 firearms, including one ghost gun, along with 1.7 pounds of suspected methamphetamine and 1/4 pound of suspected cocaine across the search warrants countywide. The Yucca Valley Town Council approved several funding and cultural measures to benefit the town. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with all the updates from last night's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Town Council passed increased funding measures for the California Welcome Center and the San Bernardino County Transit Authority Council of Governments. The contract was also awarded for the townwide slurry cape seal project. Construction will begin in May, to be finished by August when the school year begins. The council approved a measure that will allow the county to provide vector control services in Yucca Valley. Program coordinator Frank Becerra spoke about the work done by the San Bernardino Mosquito and Vector Control Program, including monitoring potential breeding grounds, testing for viruses, and providing community education. The program responds to constituent complaints within 2 business days and will begin serving Yucca Valley this spring. Recreational Supervisor Clayton Raridan presented the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Commission's selection of local art pieces to wrap 6 utility boxes in Yucca Valley. Part of the town's Art in the Daily Lives program, this initiative aims to incorporate public art within the community. The council approved the recommendation, and the art will be installed by early April. Bill Valerino, the new assistant chief for San Bernardino County Fire, was introduced by outgoing Assistant Chief Scott Tuttle. A Yucca Valley resident, Chief Tuttle has served the county since 1994 and is set to retire at the end of the month. Mayor Lombardo presented him with a plaque in thank you for his service to the town.
In recognition of his exceptional service to the Morongo Basin, with sincere appreciation for the dedication, commitment, and professionalism, thank you for your immeasurable contribution to the basin and for making Yucca Valley a safer place to live, work, and play.
This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors is holding a special session meeting tonight to consider a spending freeze. The meeting, announced late yesterday afternoon, will allow the board to consider freezing all spending after the district spent approximately $130,000 beyond their budget to address storm damages. The board will consider the spending freeze as they await possible FEMA reimbursement. At tonight's meeting, the board will also begin investigating damage to the Donna Munoz conference room. Tonight's special session meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Covington Park Community Center. Directors of Yucca Valley's High Desert Water District meet in regular session at 4 o'clock today, and on down the road in Joshua Tree, the Joshua Basin Water District's regular meeting begins promptly at 5:30 p.m. Here's reporter Mike Lipsitz with your Wednesday Water Roundup.
At the High Desert Water District, directors are expected to provide direction for a rate study. Today's meeting takes place at the district office on the highway at Inca Trail. Joshua Basin Water District directors will hear a public outreach and other reports. Tonight's meeting is at the district office on Choita Road in Joshua Tree, where the public is welcome to attend. See the story at z1077fm.com for links to both agendas, which include instructions for remote attendance. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
I had the pleasure of attending the gala opening night of Theater 29's production of Man of La Mancha. Gary Dignot, the director of the program and owner of this radio station, asked that I submit my review of the show, which is as follows. Having no familiarity with the 20th century musical by Dale Wasserman, Mitch Leigh, and Joe Darian, nor the 17th century Cervantes novel that serves as source material, I can say that I was surprisingly delighted by Theater 29's production of the show. Prisoners during the Spanish Inquisition reenact the tale of Don Quixote, a delusional and confused knight who seeks to right the wrongs of the world. It's not quite as bleak as it sounds, though the production touches on heavy and violent themes. The single set, the interior of a dark, inescapable subterranean prison, is brilliantly realized by designer Andrea Keller and looms over the happenings throughout, giving weight to the action, comedy, and flights of fancy offered up by the game cast. Of course, the show isn't all doom and religious persecution. The knight, Don Quixote, played with a combination of dazed gusto and sophistication by Joe Chaplin, inspires those around him, including a young Sancho Panza, delivered with a wide-eyed and infectious enthusiasm by Adam Shows. The heart of the show is Aldonza, a.k.a. Dulcinea, played by Annalisa Pilecki, who wields her larger-than-life voice to deliver on the deeply tragic moments and the high emotional stakes of the show. The ensemble cast, each tasked with a number of roles, has a great deal of fun transforming between them. Dignot's direction keeps the production moving through several layers of reality with clarity and charm, keeping the focus on the musical's emotional core. Though I had no idea what to expect from Theater 29's Man of La Mancha, I was definitely dazzled and truly moved by what the cast and crew delivered. Man of La Mancha continues its run at Theater 29 on weekends through March 17th. Visit theater29.org for tickets or call 760-361-4151. If you are a people person who also loves the National Park, online news editor Robert Hayden has info on a couple volunteer positions that may be a perfect fit.
Joshua Tree National Park is looking for entrance ambassadors to assist fee rangers at the west entrance by checking park passes and answering visitor questions as they enter. The volunteer position requires long periods of standing outside and directing traffic. You may also be assisting staff inside the park at parking areas, trailheads, and campgrounds. This particular volunteer position will start this month and go through the first week of June. There's also a service project looking for volunteers as well. Volunteers will perform trail maintenance in the heart of the park by clearing trailside brush and laying rocks along the trail. This work involves hiking, lifting, and repeated bending. The project will be on Sunday, March 17th from 8 a.m. to around 2 in the afternoon. The entrance ambassador volunteer position has a list of shifts that volunteer applicants must be available for, and both volunteer positions have a deadline of signing up by this Sunday, March 11th. We'll have more info along with links to sign up at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team traveled to Cathedral City to face the Lions yesterday. The Wildcats lost 7-11. In singles action, Jeremy Burks won one set. In doubles action, the team of Braden Chambers and Ryan Huang won one set. The Wildcats are 2-3 for the season, and they travel to Banning tomorrow. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.